Everybody uses that which they have no power to acquire to glamorize themselves and to forget the source, to forget the giver. And this is the constant practice of everyone. They indulge in whatever goods, relations, circumstances, and pleasures they have in life as if by their own power they acquired these things and could keep them. Of course, you have no such power. And so you use these things, these conditions of existence, to glamorize your self-sense, to glorify your self-experience, and to deny, forget, and not know the source. You must not do this. You must always remember the giver, always remember the source. Exist in a constant state of communion with that in which all of this is arising. And everything that appears then must be accepted as prasad, as a gift. Nothing you can get by your own power, nothing you can hold on to by your own power. Just part of the environment of God. You must be completely released of the sense of ownership then. Of having it somehow. It could go. Therefore, you must not console yourselves in any absolute sense, in any absolutely dependent sense, with your relations, goods, circumstances, anything you have or could acquire, you see. This doesn't mean that you should dissociate yourself from the pleasures of life. It doesn't mean anything like that. It means you must submit absolutely to the source, whole bodily, and allow everything that arises to be the virtues of that one. Part of the delight of God communion, and cling to nothing in any absolute sense. Love all, delight in all of this, but let that loving, that delight, be all the time communion with that one, communion with the source, in which all of this arises, but in which it all changes also, and also in which it all disappears. And you have no power to get it for yourself, therefore you have no right to glamorize yourself with it. Therefore use every circumstance, every good, every thing, every relation, as a means of God communion or remembrance of the giver, remembrance of the source condition. Do this, and then you can be associated with any of the pleasures of life, any good relations, any enjoyable and delightful presence, circumstance, condition, object, you see?